Week. I'm your announcer, Blood Bloody. Some Genius This Week is brought to you by the makers of Splingo. Don't forget to water your lawn and spank your monkey every day with Splingo. 9 out of 10 monkey spankers can't be wrong. And now, here's Father Time with news and commentary.
For the week ending, according to the Dobbsian calendar, Monday, April 21st, 2001, it's Subgenius This Week. A news and commentary program that strives to keep the paid and full subgeniuses around the world informed and enlightened, while keeping the unpaid subgeniuses, or the eavesdropping pink boy, completely confused and bewildered. This news ain't free, bitches. You must become an ordained minister of this cult to really get the information relayed in this broadcast. Otherwise, Subgenius This Week will appear to sound to you like a bunch of high squelches and cow moos. $30 buys you all this, friends. www.subgenius.com. I'm Father Time. Woe is the case of Mary Magdalene. The sainted reverend of our beloved church is once again getting the screws put to her by the conspiracy machine. Just when things were looking good, at least as far as getting her own son returned to her, a turn for the worst has occurred. Magdalene has been called back to New York City to appear in a new custody hearing on September 5th, and it appears that her lawyer has refused to litigate for her unless she pays him the $32,000 she still owes him for past litigation. This whole fight has left Magdalene totally bankrupt, and $32,000 is going to be hard to find in the next 2 weeks. What the conspiracy and her asshole ex-boyfriend Jeff had failed to do, keep her own son away from her, they have actually accomplished doing in ruining her life and that of her son by driving her into total bankruptcy. And the legal system is allowing it to happen. To remind you, Magdalene entered a custody hearing with her ex-boyfriend Jeff for their son. During the hearing, pictures of Magdalene participating in X-Day celebrations at Brushwood Folklore Center were offered to the judge as some sort of evidence that she was an unfit mother. The judge agreed, which is wholly unconstitutional. Her son was taken away to live with her father. Subsequently, the father fucked up royally, and her son was returned back to her. And now this. If Magdalene does not either pay the large bill, get a court-appointed lawyer, or fail to show up, she will be found in contempt and could face jail time of 6 months. All for being a member of this docile cult, the Church of the Subgenius. Magdalene herself writes, "I want to ask the federal government to step in and protect me from New York State, because they violated my rights. But I just don't know how to find a crusader who would agree with me and take up the case. I'm just like, hey, if a judge presiding in open court on the record calls you a pervert, that should be the end of the matter. They should not get into another chance to then go and interrogate you about your religion and your artwork choices, and then further order you to remove that artwork from your home." The judge in this case actually told Mary Magdalene to remove artwork from her home to get her son. And she goes on, "I'm thinking of making a YouTube video to explain my situation and see if anyone in the internets would be willing to and able to take this to a higher authority and say, hey, there's needs to be a change of jurisdiction here. This person cannot get a fair trial in this area, and she's just going to keep getting harassed again and again if someone doesn't step in and say enough is enough." Magdalene here says, "I'm getting fired up. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, by gobs. These things were unconstitutional, and damn it, I want to be protected from it happening again. And I want an apology. And I want my money back. So until they come and take me to jail, I'm fixing to fight it as hard as I can at the highest level I can. Given that I have absolutely no financial resources. I'm optimistic, though, because it's a lot easier to fight when your head isn't occupied with the unbearable pain of missing your only child. I'm just going to keep shouting for help as loud as I can until someone who's been waiting for a cause to champion comes along and helps me." End quote. So, how can you help? www.pledgy.com, that's www.pledgy.com. pledgie.com/campaigns/90 to send donations to Magdalene in her time of need. I'm going to read that again. pledgie.com/campaigns/90. That is to send Mary Magdalene donations. And understand, the Pinks and the government are literally oppressing members of the Church of the Subgenius. This cannot stand. A rather sobering Subgenius this week, but the conspiracy made me do it. I'm Father Time, ordained minister and proud member of the Church of the Subgenius in Madison, Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die.
Radio Network.